It is time for Inside Her Story with Jackie Reed. Jackie, good morning.
Good morning, you guys.
There we go. We've got the connection. I knew we were going to get it sooner or later. How are you doing?
You guys, I don't know what is going on here in New York City, but I have had the craziest connection going on. You know, I don't know. It's, you know, probably J. Anthony Brown, well, I would like to say, is responsible for it.
We have you now. Gotcha. And for that, we are very thankful.
Please tell me Jay is not there today.
Yes, he's here.
Now, see, it's really hard for me when Jay is there to do what I need to do.
Just focus, baby. Focus there, babe. Focus.
So who's your guest, Jackie?
Well, you guys, I'm very excited to say that in light of the Christmas spirit, I'm going to have someone on who is going to give us the perfect gift that focuses on natural hair. I don't know. I'm trying to stall a little bit because I don't know if my guest is there.
She's here.
Sure is.
She's on.
She's here. Good morning, young lady.
Good morning to you. Good morning to all.
Now, you all, I'm loving the fact that this young lady has something that so many of us need, and that is a doll with natural hair. Tell us a little bit about it.
Yes, I am so super excited, too. It's called My Natural Doll. Her name is Keleshe. And I actually just remembered, I know a lot of mothers have gone through this, just going to the store over and over looking for a doll that looks like my black girls, a dark-skinned doll with kinky hair, and it just didn't exist. And so I'm so excited right now to be releasing this because at one point I just said, you know what, if I can't find a doll that reflects my children, then I will make my children be reflected in a doll. And then I made it.
Now, and don't laugh at me, Jay. I know Jay's going to make fun of me.
No, Jackie, I didn't mean to interrupt, but the biggest fight I ever had with my granddaughter was Christmas. She wanted a white doll.
Yes.
I was not going to buy that doll, and she clowned on me so bad. I wish I had this 40 years ago. I swear to God.
I refuse to. I refuse to buy that.
40 years ago.
Yes. Well, Mashiya, let me ask you this, because you're part of the cast of WeTV's Cutting It in Atlanta. Mm-hmm. And so I don't know if you guys know her from this, but how did you come up with this concept? Where did this begin?
Just because it's lacking in our industry, and we live in a society where the toys that we play with, it shapes our perception of beauty and our self-confidence. And we live in a society right now where women are just starting to explore their natural hair. And a lot of women have self-confidence issues just based on the fact that they're not deemed to be that normal beauty. And I want to show them that, yes, dark skin is beautiful. Yes, kinky hair is beautiful. And we have to start with the children. So we need it.
Was it difficult to get this doll from, you know, your concept of this is what I want to do to the store shelves?
You know, nothing is difficult if you just desire to do it, you know? Otherwise, everything in the world is difficult. You just have to do it. And so I did it. Everything starts somewhere, and here it is. And now I've made it easy for everybody to get it, because everybody has gone through this Christmas time when your little girl says, I want a doll.
Yeah.
Or a little boy.
Or a little boy, yeah. Hey, don't hate some boys do.
But what was the problem? Because, you know, it's funny, because on my desk here in New York City, I have a little black doll that someone sent to me, a beautiful black doll. And I said to myself, I wish that I had more of these types of options when I was younger. What was it? How did you do it? For someone else who might want to follow in your footsteps and create some type of a doll, how do you do that? Do you do sketches? How did you come up with the concept of what the dolls would look like? How many dolls are there? Tell us more.
Okay, awesome. Well, the first thing I did is I wanted to involve my children. So I let my son and my two daughters sketch a doll. We were at Yogli Mogli's, literally, and they went on the chalkboard and they started sketching her. I let them help me design the dress and so forth. And then I just did my research and I went to manufacturers after manufacturers until I found somebody who can produce what it is that I wanted. She has very unique features. She has very dark skin. She has curly hair or kinky hair that's actually 100% virgin hair. So it feels just like our hair. Little girls can twist it and braid it so that they learn to love their own hair as well, too. And then we designed a dress out of an African print material so that it can reflect our culture. Wow. And then she also has a song that we sung that just talks about a little girl who just loves herself, you know. So it's very inspiring, and we're just, you know, we're just super excited about it.
Now, where can I get one of those dolls?
Those dolls, you can
not actually, him, but where can he get one?
No, he wants one.
You can call my natural doll, Skip.
Everybody.
My natural doll.
Yes.
MyNaturalDoll.com or RunwayCurls.com will lead you right to the doll. And everyone should get one, even if you have a girl or not. Just keep it on the shelf because we need it. Keep it on as a collector's item or something.
Are you talking to any stores? You know, I mentioned earlier that it was on store shelves, and I know you can get it online. You know, will there be a deal with a Walmart or a Toys R Us or something like that in the future? Are you looking for that, or do you want to? You just want to do it through, you know, through online sales?
You know, we're open to dealing with any of these places, because the more place we have to expose this doll, the better, because it's something, like I said, that's very, very needed. So, Mr. Walmart, go ahead and call me.
How much does the doll cost?
The doll is currently on sale for $165. We probably will have a Black Friday sale as well, too. It was very expensive to produce, and I want everybody to understand that we spend a lot of money on things that do not offer our lives any value and our children any values. This is not just a toy that a mother is buying. You are buying a self-esteem, a self-confidence, and thus a future for your child. It's really an investment in our children and in our community.
And that Black Friday sale, is that happening now, or do we have to?
Yeah, we need to price a little lower on that Black Friday.
I think we're going to release it in a couple of days.
What's your layaway plan look like?
How are you loving reality TV, Mushia?
What did you say?
How are you loving reality TV?
You know, it's a platform. TV is a platform, so you just have to utilize it. You have to use TV before TV uses you.
And you are cutting it in the ATL, but they also cut up. Do they not?
Very much so.
They certainly do. Yeah. I'm nice until provoking.
And do you pronounce your name? Is it Mushia?
My name is actually Mushia. In my country, we actually say Mushia.
That's
Mushia.
That's in the Congo, right?
And it's, indeed, from Congo.
And it's Chikuka?
Oh, you said it beautifully. Yes, Chikuka.
Yeah,
look
beautiful
you,
name.
Jackie.
Beautiful name. Thank
you
ever so kindly. Thank you so much, Mushia. And good luck. It's My Natural Doll. You can get it at MyNaturalDoll.com. Thank you, Mushia.
Yes, I thank all of you. I thank you kindly.
Nice. Happy holidays to you, Sin.
Happy holidays to you as well. Cheers.
All right. Appreciate
it. And send Skip and Jay some of that natural hair, would you?
Yeah, please do. Please do. We need it.
Thank y'all much.